I'd like to wish all of our mothers a very happy Mother's Day today. I always like to begin with the blessing of the mothers, and this is the blessing from the Church's Book of Blessings. So if all of our mothers, grandmothers, and godmothers could stand up for a moment, we will give you a special blessing. Loving God, as a mother gives life and nourishment to her children, so you watch over your church. Bless these women, that they may be strengthened as Christian mothers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Let's congratulate our wonderful moms. Well, there's a story of a young couple. They'd been married 2 or 3 years. They were hoping to have children, but they weren't, up to that point, able to have any. And so the priest who did their wedding said that he was heading over to Rome to work for the next 5 years in the Vatican, and that he would do them a favor. He would light a candle every day in St. Peter's, that God would bless them with children. And so 5 years goes by, and the priest comes back from the Vatican, and he knocks on the door of the family, and the woman answers the door, and she's holding twin boys in her arms. And the priest notices there's 3 other kids running around. And the priest says, "Are they all your children?" The woman said, "Yes." The priest said, "Well, where's your husband?" And she said, "He's over in Rome trying to blow out all those candles." Today I'd like to talk about motherhood, Catholic motherhood, and I want to use the word mothers and give you one idea for each of those letters. The M in mothers stands for a mystery, that the vocation to marriage is a sacred mystery. To be a father is a mystery. To be a mother is a great mystery, which means it's a very profound, it's very deep, and it's a vocation. To be called to motherhood is a great vocation. And St. Paul tells us that, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loves the church." So Christ represents the groom, the church, the bride. And we should think of motherhood really as a reflection or mirror of the church. It's a sacred mystery. And we see that everything that the church does, mothers do as well. In fact, we call the church Holy Mother Church, because the church guides us, it gives us birth at the baptismal font, it feeds us with the Eucharist, the church teaches us, forms us, it washes us, it heals us, it reconciles us, and that's what a mother does. A mother does all these things as well, giving birth to the child, feeding the child, and then taking care of the child. See, the motherhood really is a reflection or a mirror of the mystery of the church. So Christ is the bride, the church is the spouse, and the mothers in giving birth to children and forming them really are a mirror of the church. The O in the word mother stands for openness to life, that we see children as blessings from God. In fact, the Bible says, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." So the fruit of the womb is a great blessing. The children are a great blessing from God. At the last Mass, it was a very noisy Mass because of all the crying babies. And so as I was reminded of what happened to Bishop Sheen when he was preaching once, a baby started crying. The mother picked up the child, started walking out. Very similar to over here. And the Bishop Sheen said, "Oh, you know, the baby's not bothering me." And the mother said, "I know, you're bothering the baby." So children are a blessing from God. And Bishop Sheen also said that whenever you see a baby or a child, you see the incarnation of love. The love between husband and wife is so real in that marital union that it brings about a new life. So whenever you see a child, you see the incarnation of love between husband and wife. You as parents become procreators with God. God is the creator, but the parents are procreators. And you supply, of course, the child's body. God infuses the immortal soul into the child. So you're co-workers with God in bringing new life into the world. So your job, of course, is the procreation and education of children. Read Humanae Vitae, that inspired prophetic document written by Paul VI in 1968, the beauty of marriage and the beauty of children. So moms are open to life, open to the children that God wants to send you. And I know that in America, as you know, one out of six couples is infertile. And that's a heavy cross for a lot of parents. Many parents have miscarriages, sometimes many miscarriages. And that is a cross that they carry. And it is, of course, difficult to understand why God allows those things to happen. But your job as parents is to have that openness to life, to be generous with God in bringing the children into the world that He wants to bring into the world. The T in mother stands for total self-giving. Aren't our moms images of this total self-giving? Think of their sacrifices, carrying us in their womb for 9 months, giving birth to us, all their acts of generosity, all the hidden acts of selflessness, of putting the other person first, putting the spouse first, putting the children first. Think of all the moms that took care of the babies that cried at night. And I've often wondered why they have that expression that somebody slept like a baby. Because my understanding is that they wake up a lot and they cry, right? So, but the moms have been so good. Total self-giving. We have to thank our moms. That's why today on Mother's Day, you give your mom a phone call. You try to visit her. Or if she's already gone to heaven, left this earth, you pray for them. Pray for your moms and grandmothers today. And thank them for their total gift of self. The H stands for the fact that the mother is the heart of the family. St. Paul tells us that the men are the spiritual leaders of the home. They're the spiritual head of the family. But the mother is the spiritual heart of the home. She's the one that transforms a house into a home. In marriage, the church teaches us that men and women are equal within marriage, but they have different roles, different gifts, different talents, different abilities. So men and women are complementary and supplementary to each other. What's more important, the head or the heart? We need both. So the moms bring that wonderful tenderness and affection, and they truly are the heart of the home. Saint Therese said that she was love in the heart of the church. A mother is love in the heart of the family. The E in mothers stands for the fact that the mother is an evangelist. She's the first evangelizer of her children. Even when the child's in the womb, when the mother receives Holy Communion, I'm sure the baby gets special blessings and graces. When the child is born, the mom is the first one to feed that child, to teach the child eventually how to pray, to say their prayers, to make the sign of the cross. The word evangelist means to share the good news. And that's what our moms do. They share the gospel with their children. And so you're an evangelist within your home and teaching your children as the primary educators of your child and with your husband in the matters of the faith. And that our moms are evangelizers within the parish through our moms group. We even have a Mother's Legion of Mary that meets on Thursday afternoons where all the moms come with their babies and kids and they pray the rosary, receive spiritual formation, and they go out to the nursing homes and go out to visit others, to evangelize within the church. And then the moms evangelize within society. As Kimberly Hahn once said, I'm changing the world one diaper at a time. Because the moms are the ones, and of course with the dads, to form the future leaders of the world, the future leaders of the church. It's true that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. There's so much wisdom in that, that you're the one forming the future priests and nuns, the future married couples of the next generation. So your job is an evangelist to spread the faith and to pass on the faith to your children. The R in mothers is your reward. Being a mother is a very rewarding thing. The reward will be great in heaven. Jesus said, "Whatsoever you did for the least of my brethren, that you did unto me." If you gave a cup of cold water in my name, you will not go without your reward. So imagine all the cups of cold water that you've given to your children. Your reward will be great in heaven. And we know that it's very rewarding for the mom to see their child's first step or to hear the child's first word, to listen to their humorous comments as they grow up. There's great joys in motherhood. Of course, sorrows as well. Think of our Blessed Mother. She had great joy in giving birth to Christ, but she also had to stand at the foot of the cross. You know, life is both joys and sorrows together. And lastly, the word S in mothers stands for sanctity, becoming a saint. That's really our vocation. Everybody's called to become a saint. Our moms become holy through being the best wife and mother they can be in bringing up your children in the faith, and to imitate our Blessed Mother. Our Lady is the model for all of our mothers. And we also have, of course, St. Monica as a patron saint of mothers, who prayed for 20 years for her son's conversion. What a great example for motherhood. St. Monica prayed for her husband, who became a Catholic shortly before he died. He was baptized and became a Christian right before his death. So Monica's prayers helped her husband and her child get to heaven. So that's what mothers are. Mothers are such wonderful gifts, so we honor them today, and we love them, and we thank them for their total gift of themselves. God bless you.